Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. You can hear it in my voice. You know what's up. You know what's going on. But we're going to keep this moving. We're going to keep this going. No words necessary need to be said. I get it. I understand. We understand. I know what's happening. I know what's going on. Don't worry. Don't worry. It is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. Manny being Manny. So the thing is, I do not need to create or make adventure, to create or make trouble, or to create and make just random things, because adventure always follows me. Adventure always comes. Adventure always comes. Looking for this journey. I need the journey, epic journey, to be more specific. However, journey, you're fine. Almost a little bit tired of the adventure, yet all the adventure, it's different. It's different. There are little nuances, so it's not the same. It is not the same. And every time something happens, it's different for the most part, and it's an adventure. For the most part, and it's an adventure, and it's always going down, and it's rarely ever that I'm on go mode. It's rarely ever that I'm on go mode and I'm ready to go, because I'm not ready to go. I'm not in go mode. I'm not, I wish you would. I'm not really, truly about that life. I understand that life, not about that life, but if you're not about that life, you better have some people on your team that are about that life, but I'm not going to rehash or bring that up again. Because we know, I've said it before, I will eventually say it again, but not today, not today. Today isn't that kind of day. Today is just, you just want to kick back and relax and just let the chips fall where they may. Kick back and relax and just go smooth sailing. Kick back and relax and just chill. Kick back and relax and just relax. Imagine it. Relax. Let everything go downhill. It's that time again to just, yeah, nothing gonna bother me today. Yeah, I'm all good, feeling right today. Nothing, no worries, no worries. And as you know, maybe not the news, but as you know, There's not that many things that just get me to go from zero to 1,000. There's not that many things that happens or that can take place that can just make me just be all cool and calm and just be turned up, cool and calm. Like, yeah, I might. Like, whoa, and just lit and just turned up and I'm just losing my religion, just losing my home training, and everything is on fire. Everything's on fire. It takes a lot for that to happen. It takes a lot for that to happen. And there's certain things that can just set it off. And there are certain things that can just make the environment right for the picking. Make the environment right to just go the F. Earmuffs. Go off. There's certain things that can just make the environment just right to go off. To be that guy. To take it to that level. To take it to that stage. Yet, most of you already know what it is. Most of you already know what it is, and I can bring it up because I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I'm not going to fall if you try to pull this on me. I'm not going to fall for it because I know, you know, you know, I know. Therefore, it cancels out. Now, if it's just some random person, if it's just somebody that don't know, or maybe it's somebody that close that really don't know, and they just going down this route and just deciding to do these things to just make the environment right, or just do these things to just make it go from zero to 1,000 all of a sudden. If that's the case, I'm just going to look at it this way, that hey, you don't want to be my friend. Hey, you don't want to be cool. Hey, we can't be buddies. Hey, we can't be cool. Why can't we be cool? What have I done? What have I done to deserve this? And I would probably come to that conclusion. Now, if you already a fan and we already cool and you try this, as I was saying, I'm going to look over it. I'm going to look over it, but I will take this as an indicator. I will take this as something that I need to be looking out for in the future. Something that I need to be looking out for the future, because something happened, something popped off, and now all of a sudden you doing things to deliberately get under my skin, deliberately to try to set me off, deliberately trying to do things that you know ain't right, trying to do things that you know ain't right. Who does that? That's supposed to be cool with me. Who does that? That's supposed to be cool. And it's not that many things that set me off. It's not that many things. Yet, you know, EDM music, that do do do, that just that sets me off. That sets me off. But I can say today, I've reached this point. See, it's even difficult for me to say. And if you like EDM, I'm sorry. Maybe you need some help. I'm sorry. Maybe you need an intervention. Maybe you need better friends and some family to help you with this disease, to help you with this disease. And I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame the people around. It happens. First step, admit that there's a problem. But enough about you. Enough about you. Let me just address this thing about me. I'm in a good place now. I'm in a good place now. I can tolerate. I can just let a little of this music. Well, music as in music for the newbies. The music is definitely in quotes. The music is definitely in quotes. It's not something that I really call music, but it's music. I'm not going to let this music bother me, rattle me, and knock me off of my game and just make the environment right for just any and everything to just set me off. It's EDM. It's terrible. It's bad. It's not good. The people who enjoy it, the people who listen to it, obviously need some kind of help. No judge zone. Definitely not judging. When you come to that place and when you come to that point in your life where it's time for me to get over this, it is time for me to break this habit, it's time for me to let this go, I will be the first in line to say, I will help. I'll be the first in line to team up with your family, your friends, and start and form an intervention, a 12-step program, or some kind of program to help you. That's the kind of dude I am. That's the kind of person I am. Even though maybe in the past, you have used that music. Maybe you used that music in the past to just try to encourage, entice me, or to just do something to rattle me, or to inform me that, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Hey, I don't like you. Hey, I don't like what you're doing right now, so I'm going to put this in. Something like that. Okay. See, that's the past. I can let that go. I can look over that. That's all right. It happens. I'm not going to do everything that you like. I'm not going to be somebody that you like all the time. I'm not going to be somebody you like most of the time. I'm going to be somebody you like a little bit of the time. A little bit of the time. Because I'm not doing things to just poke the bear. I'm not doing things to just make you mad. because I want to make you mad. No, nobody wins. Nobody wins. So when you come to that point and place in your life where you decide that you need help or you are ready to seek help, I will be the first in line to help you. I will be the first in line to say, hey, I will offer my support. Help me help you. Help me help you. It's all about the help. And I can look over all the things that you said about me in the past. I can look over all the things that you did. I can look over all of the passive aggressiveness. It's cool. It is okay. No grudges. No grudges. And no judge zone. I understand. It is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. It is what it is. It is. Therefore, when you come to that place, it's cool. I will, however, repeat and say again, necessarily bother me as much. My tolerance is high. I haven't stress tested this yet. I haven't been around. I haven't been subjected to this music lately. So I don't know how far I've come, but I'm still headed in the right direction. I feel everything's still working out for the most part. I still have my help hotline that I can call when I feel as though I'm about to set it off. I feel as though I just can't take it. I feel as though as this music is about to make me or about to make the conditions right for the picking. There's a 1-800 number that I can dial up and call and be like, hey, you know, this EDM is playing in the background. I hit this EDM and it's really terrible. It's really bad. It's like something's just prodding me. It's like prodding me and just like, hey, Vince, come on. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You know you want to do something. Know you want to do something. What you going to do? It's like, dude. And then at the same time as that song is playing and those words are being spoken and said to me, there's like something just prodding and poking. It's like, come on, come on, come on. Do something. Do something. And other than that, there's a few other things that you know that can set me off. However, I just don't know what it is. I just don't know what it is. Maybe you know what it is. And no, I'm not sitting up here on a pedestal and looking down. If I'm on a pedestal and if I'm looking down, I'm not looking down. You need to look. Open your eyes. You see my hand? My hand is helping, trying to pull you up so we can be on the same level. My hand is reaching down so I can pull you up and we can be on the same level, because it's all about being on the same level. It's all about helping. Come on, help me help you. Help. Eddie? Exactly. Help. I can't say that there are other things that set off, or other things that just bother, other things that's trouble, and I'm not saying that I don't get upset. I don't get mad. There aren't things that just bother me. That aren't things that just, hey, nothing ever bothers me. Like those negatives. Nothing never bothers me. How about those negatives? Nothing ever disturbs me, bothers me. I'm just happy, 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 joy, joy all the time. Now, see, if I were to say that, I wouldn't be telling the truth. And I try to be the truth teller here. I try to tell the truth. I try to keep it. What is it? What do the cool kids say? Try to keep it 100, or is it try to keep it 1,000? Because really, there's no one. Well, maybe there's a 1,000%, but if you're trying to complete the, never mind, too much thinking. I try to keep it real. I try to spit hot fire, not hot takes, but hot fire rolled up in some truth. And so if I tell you that I never get upset, and if I tell you that I never get mad, and if I tell you that that things just never bother me, I'm just happy, happy, joy, joy all the time, none of that would be true. It wouldn't be facts. It would just be things that I would like you to see about me. It's the perception that I would like to illuminate or eliminate, depending on which one you are, and think about it. It's the perception that I like for you to have of me. That isn't a good thing, and that doesn't really work out in my benefit if that is the case. So there's a no-win situation. It's not a win-win. Therefore, I wouldn't do it because nobody wins. That's why it would be untrue. It would be a lie if I just said, hey, you know, I never get mad. I never get upset. Things don't ever bother me. I am happy all the time. Happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, happy Friday, happy Saturday, yay, happy Sunday. Where all those days are happy because it's a day, because it's a day. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's happiness all the time. There are little things that happen here and there. It's just that, how do you bounce back from it? It's how do you utilize? It's how do you take those hits and you keep on going? How do you just like take all the badness in and you just turn it around and you just turn it on its face? I guess I'm getting there and I understand how all that works. I'm getting there and I understand how that works. That's why I can't and I won't have anything bad to say about LeBron James, King James, when he leaves the Cleveland Cavaliers. If he leaves the Cleveland Cavaliers another time, I was with the mindset, if he ever leaves again after going back, you can't come back. You're not welcome. You can't come back, LeBron. You're not welcome. But after the circumstances and after everything that's happening and after all the bad stuff and all the good stuff and then the bad stuff again, how he's handled it and how he's did and said so many different things, if LeBron leaves again, I won't have anything bad to say about him leaving. It won't be like the decision. And yes, I still stand by my dislike. Dislike's the correct word for the decision. But he's learned from that. He hasn't made that kind of decision again. Or will he? Come on. Now, if he really wants to stress test my limits of not really caring if he leaves again or not really having anything bad to say, if LeBron James leave with another decision or make another decision and have a TV show, it's like, hey, this is where I'm going to go. Hey, this is what's going to happen. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. And if he does it to Cleveland a second time, I can honestly say, second time around, I throw a party. King LeBron James. That's two for him.